to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. We are your 2011 Reno Horrors. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is Chewbacca. And behind the plate, pitching and catching, is Uncle Ricky. Thank you all for listening to us, because we are here to entertain you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, yeah.
That
so
was
much.
Good. Hey. And we'd also like to thank Ms. Layla James and the Kodiak for being in the studio
here with us. Oh, yeah, Layla.
Come on down.
Yeah. We got a room full of fun.
What happened to that other guy, though?
We had too much fun hanging out talking earlier while we waited to get set up.
We've told all our stories.
Yeah.
It's over.
So, hey, folks. No live musical guests this week, unfortunately.
What happened to the Spanish guy that's usually with us?
The Spanish guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Ramirez?
Yes, Nick Ramirez.
He's out being a dirty hippie.
Oh, good.
Out at the Burning Man, living in dirt, wearing a loincloth.
He's being
and
Obi.
Surviving on, yep. on car yeah. bombs and playa
dust. Tatooine-y.
Tatooine-y.
The great caravan city of the Nevada desert, Burning Man, Black Rock City. If you're out there now, you're not listening to us.
You
so
could be.
Screw you hippies. Oh, how many hippies out there are really going to have reliable internet access?
Well, if you download on Wednesday when this comes out and you don't leave till Wednesday evening.
It's possible.
Yeah. So hopefully you are listening.
Yes. Okay. Hey, thanks for listening, friends. I don't want to alienate that segment of the audience.
If you listen, you're okay. If you're not, you're a dirty hippie.
Yeah. You're not committed to this show if you're out on the playa right now. You're not committed to listening to every episode of this show as it comes out.
Anybody who never hears this, fuck yourself.
Hippies are all about the love.
If
but
you can't
start
hear this,
right
please
now.
Contact the program director. So how is everybody this week?
Fucking
excellent.
Great.
Yeah.
Very well.
Doing real good.
What you been doing, Ricky?
I have had an excellent week. The Midorians are in a new band. Well, they're not really in a new band. They are the same band, but they changed their name. And they are now Rigorous Proof. And Rigorous Proof has been in the studio recording all last week. It was so much fun. They are fucking funny as shit. I laughed my ass off the whole week. I have such a good time with those guys.
Awesome. So we look forward to maybe having them in a guest, as a guest, if you want to put that together.
Oh, I would love, and we will be very lucky to have that. And they won't be they won't be shying away from any of those questions. And we should very soon have like some nice. Of course, they won't be any Andy 86 Andy. Oh my god! Listen to that show back.
Did you listen to last week's episode, Layla?
I didn't have a chance.
Your crown as the quiz winner.
Yes,
you were finally dethroned.
Oh,
yeah. I swear
you had a good long run.
Yeah, you had a great run.
I didn't even know I was in a contest. But
oh yeah, you had the highest
score.
Yeah. You had the high score of our
for
quiz.
A long time.
Yeah, for
and
months.
So what happened?
Andy 86 just had some fantastic answers. Pleased to be listening on last week's podcast.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to log in and check out that.
Yeah,
now bastard.
You should check it out. It was a pretty awesome episode, and he is he's awesome. Yeah. He is a legend amongst men.
Yeah,
great
really.
really. Yeah,
give me a description. Like, what makes him so amazing that his he can take my throne away from me?
You got some big points for some great answers to some
about
of my questions.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Andy's escapades as far as like losing his virginity and strange places he had he'd answer the question and then keep going. It would just lead to another exciting revelation in the multifaceted individual that is Andy 86.
I'm gonna have to get a better sex life so I can get it back.
That is a possibility.
You don't want to get this kind of sex life.
But the quiz will get updated soon, so you can just come back again sometime and take it.
If there was ever a question as to whether or not our show is inappropriate for children, it was answered last week.
Yes.
It's official.
Extremely.
Not bloody lightly.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, that works too. Chewy, what about you?
I had a great week. A particular Friday, I was out all day, went out to the fairgrounds and saw the monster truck roller derby demolition derby
Summerfest.
Summerfest. How was that?
It was disappointing and really not as good as I thought it would be. The roller derby was pretty cool because I was happy for those girls to finally get their bank track up.
They've been working that since before I moved to Louisiana.
It was really, really awesome. I was proud of them for that. The monster trucks were very weak, and the demolition derby in particular.
Whoa, weak monster trucks? How do you do weak monster trucks?
I don't know. It wasn't like a gigantic.
It wasn't like on the commercials where they say,
"Wasn't Monster Jam."
Yeah. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
I didn't see the whole monster truck thing. By the time that we got there, we went in and it was indoors, and you couldn't hardly even see your hand in front of your face from all the exhaust.
Oh, gross!
My wife's about 7 months pregnant, and she wasn't having it anyway. Yeah, so I don't think that was good for the baby.
I am here. Why?
I think carbon monoxide poisoning might have been an option for several people there, but.
Was the demo derby any good?
Well, halftime of the roller derby, we went outside of the arena and we could hear something going on in the rodeo arena. Walked over there. There was four cars lined up next to each other. And then they just started a demolition derby and there was four cars. Took about 10 minutes and it was all over with. And apparently that was all the demolition derby to be had.
Ugh.
And it was during the roller derby.
Oh, see, if you're going to throw a demo derby, you have to have like 2-3 acts demo process.
Yeah, and if you're going to have something like a triple header with those three events, you can't do the demolition derby in the middle of the roller derby and not tell anybody
about it. You're splitting your crowd.
Now, Summerfest was designed to replace the state fair, no?
Correct. Right.
That's what they say, yeah.
To be totally awesome and amazing. Still
I think as a placeholder.
The Midway was completely empty and really, it's got potential because it sounded like a great event.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ideas.
Well. Yeah. It's fairly cheap, right?
$10.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, there you go. And see, and that was another problem with the state fair.
It could have been so much better.
Going up every year.
Yeah. But.
I was glad that they did it, and the roller derby thing was worth $10 on its own.
Yeah.
I wish that the event on itself was better. After that, we went down to the Knitting
Factory.
Way
to support your local arts and events.
Saw Loud and Local and saw Pinky Polansky. Let's see, who else was playing that night?
Oh, Chewy's got notes.
Oh, Seasons of Insanity, who are very good.
Nice.
I heard that they were supposed to be around sometime, but I never did see them.
They'll be on a future podcast. Yes.
And then Dirt Community.
Losers.
Dirt Community.
Yeah, they're never
who suggested that?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, who suggested that?
Crap.
They played a good set. Dirt Community played last, and they were awesome.
Oh, good.
At which
they're
point, I dropped
awesome.
The wife off, and I walked over to Shay's, and I saw one of the best shows I've seen in Reno.
Is that the Liver Scars?
Yeah, the Liver Scars kicked ass. So did Beer Can. Penetration.
Oh, Beer Can was
and
playing. Oh, okay.
Pinky Polansky played also, and those bands are just made for Shays, and it was fully
loaded.
Yeah, it was like the real Shays punk rock show.
Nice.
And I didn't get home till about 3:30 in the morning, so it was like
Day.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like an exciting weekend.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, Saturday I went. I tried to get. I wanted. We were planning on going out Friday night, and then Cheyenne was just exhausted, so. I hemmed and hawed and never went out on Friday. But Saturday night, we went out really late after she got off work and enjoyed some fine conversation over at the Foxy Olive.
Oh.
That's a great bar.
Yeah, no, it is a nice little bar over on Mill Street across from the Auto Museum if you're in the neighborhood.
It's halfway between.
A lot
between,
of good friends work and own that place.
Halfway
check
between
it out.
My house and Jub Jub, so I will be known to stop in there once in a while. If I get halfway home from Jub Jub and decide I really need another beer and shot of Jameson.
It's kind of like Alibi North.
Alibi is also like,
it's in that
bar.
Same vibe as, you know, you go in there to have a chat with a few people. Sometimes it's packed, but most of the time it's nice
chill.
Nice quiet
handful
bar.
Of handfuls.
You can see
thing.
The sun in the Foxy Olive, though, can't you? I mean, the Alibi, you can lose days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Place. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You never know if it's daylight or not.
I may have. I'm not entirely sure. What about you, Layla? What have you been up to? When was the last time you were on the show?
I don't know. Probably a couple months ago?
Yeah.
2 months, maybe?
Yeah, beginning of the summer, right?
Yeah. It was a good time. What I've been up to? I've been broke. So naturally...
Hey, welcome. Oh, that's not queued up. Okay. It's a little message for me on the screen.
Aw,
that's
cute. So
and I'll go on.
I've been broke, so naturally I've been traveling and spending a lot of money. And so I just invested in a new camera. I'm really excited. So I'm going to take that on my travels this weekend. Went to SF and partied hardy. Did the bar hopping thing. Went to a bunch of swanky places.
Yeah.
So lost... Thank you. Thank you. Lost my ID in San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
Good place to do that.
I should have saved that.
Yeah. And I'm on a plane tomorrow. So I have to use my passport from when I was like 16. So long hair, like just unattractive
picture. No, really, it's me.
And so like I have to use it on a plane. If I go to a bar anywhere in I'm going to Atlanta on business. Right. But I'm actually staying a couple extra days. I'm really jazzed because I'm going to stay in an international youth hostel for the first time. So
fun.
I'm just, yeah.
I understand it's just like the movie.
Oh, I hope not. So my goal is like not to get beat up, gang raped, or murdered. But I think it's going to be a really amazing experience. Bring the new camera, check it out, and then I'm going to LA next month. So
wow,
you're busy.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't have money, but somehow. But
and,
you know,
and you're
I,
working.
Yeah,
you're working through all this traveling.
I'm working. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
so
good.
Yeah, working at Fox, and then on the weekends doing the Rock 104.5 gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then writing for Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. So
I, you know, I could say that I've listened to you on the weekends since the last time you were on the show.
But you haven't.
I could say that. Yeah.
No.
But I might be lying.
Well, this might
no,
not be.
No, I have tuned in once or twice. I absolutely have.
You liar. Well, that's good.
No,
because
literally once or twice, and I didn't hear your voice at all. It was just music.
Yeah, or commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
but I was going to save this to let you know I'm actually featuring you guys in my next month article.
Hey.
Awesome. Wow, tonight. Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thank you much.
So
that's
you better
fantastic.
Say something important during all of this.
Probably. We'll find out something interesting about everyone today.
Yeah, well, maybe.
We got that story.
That's our specialty.
Well, I have a couple stories to talk about.
I hear. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, just traveling, spending money, and then just – it's all for the blog, man.
Yeah, I've been following your blog. You're a very prolific blogger. You blog all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
It's the iPhone. Once I got the iPhone, then you can just, you know, throw everything
on
there.
You've got
a
pretty
pictures.
Fascinating life. Just keeping track of what you're doing. And I think everybody out there should do that.
Just check me out.
LaylaJames.com. Is the interwebs following you?
And
that's spelled with an I-Z, interwebs.
Interwebs?
Is the interwebs. The is the I-Z.
What are you talking about?
It's leet speak, yo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
I don't
hip
speak.
With the young kids.
Yeah, that's the bomb. So, no, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm averaging about 50 to 100 people a day. So
hey, that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah,
damn.
So.
We do that in like a week, actually. Maybe two.
Well, you guys post once a week, and the little stuff I post like 8 times a day.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
So it's all about keywords we were talking about
right?
before.
Right, yeah.
So.
If you're ever doing your own blog, your own narcissistic follow me, your own made-up fake radio show.
Yeah, me.
Keywords and meta tags, baby. That's what it's all about. And so now, anytime you go, I bet when you type in IML, Layla James is pretty close and
autocomplete. If you just Google Layla James, then I pop up there.
Yeah.
And there's some weird like hairdresser Atlanta. So I'm planning maybe on this trip
you should
to
fight
go
her.
Like beat her up.
Yeah.
Well, and really, when you type in worst, really, not a lot of people. Yeah, not a lot of people out there willing to call themselves the worst anything.
No.
We're at the top of
we
all
are.
The lists.
As soon as you put in WORS. It says worst little podcast.
Yeah.
And that's not even,
that's really big.
Not even
just
finishing the word worst.
Even
that's
if you're
awesome.
In the, at the Winnemucca Library and you get go on Google and put WORS.
So at least across Nevada, we're at the top.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Top of the worst.
When were you at the Winnemucca Library?
Well, he's a working
I spent
man.
A lot of time out there at the Winnemucca Library.
He's,
I don't have a, I don't have
he's
a laptop.
He's an international
so
financier.
If I'm in Winnemucca, which I often am, I need to use the internet, I just go to the library.
Okay.
There you go.
It's free.
Got your
must
library
be
card?
So much fun.
Yep. I'd like to give a plug, actually, to the Winnemucca County Library.
All right.
It's actually the Humboldt County Library, but it doesn't matter. Don't actually go there. It's not that great.
It's good enough for you to use
a
computer
beer
on.
In the library.
Right. Yeah. So, I hear they have great.
You wouldn't believe it, but there actually is several people drinking beers at the Winnemucca Library.
Wow.
Shocking.
I hear they have great.
Doing some meth.
I hear they have great restroom sex there.
I wouldn't know.
Aw. Oh, I didn't really stop the show like that. No, they have a fantastic glory hole.
Hey, Rick, this is for you. Never gonna give you up. Yeah, baby. I Rickroll Rick. Get it. What about you, big guy? What are you doing? Kodiak?
Not a darn thing. I finally went tubing on the truckie, though, on Saturday.
Have you gone all summer?
That was my first.
It's probably good.
How much did you spend on those last year?
We bought like $360 worth of tubes.
Wow.
It was totally worth it. We went like
well, yeah, you've still got them, and they're still going to be good for a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. I have mine. The other one's moved to Texas, which is a real bummer.
First part of the season this year was a little treacherous. So
Yeah.
I kept threatening to go, and then I'd watch the local news clips.
No kidding.
Hey, pulling
start
bodies
giggling
out.
And
yeah.
say, you know what? You're too fat.
Yeah. You're not that strong of a swimmer.
Yeah, right. Nobody's that strong.
How was it this week? Where'd you go?
I went from, you know, that bike path beyond McCarran, or before, is it before or after McCarran? Somewhere off of Mayberry, I jumped in there.
Oh, Mayberry Park, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Mayberry Park. It was a different one.
Droskar Park.
It was like, yeah, some garbage where I've never got in before, but I jumped in there, and it was about a two-hour drive. Or drive, yeah. I drove my tune.
Speaking of weird little bike trails on that side of town and that kind of thing, if anybody knows a good access point to, what's the name of that trail, Rick? The ditch trail?
Steamboat Ditch Trail.
Steamboat Ditch. If anybody knows a good place to get at the Steamboat Ditch Trail, let me know on Facebook or something.
That was really random.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome little bike trail. I like to ride in the full moon.
You forgot how to get to it?
Well, no, they blocked them all off and stuff.
Oh, really? That's
like neighborhoods, developments, and all the access points.
You can't just lift your bike over it?
It's still there. It's a horse trail at one point, but there's no real good public access spot to it as far as I know now.
Why they got to ruin stuff like that?
I know, fuckers, with their stupid houses.
Like your bicycle's ruining the...
I hate this stupid town!
Yeah. No. Man. I love Reno. Reno's my home forever. I am Sparks Core.
I thought you just said Reno was your town.
Well,
same difference.
So, yeah,
no,
exactly.
Actually, two different cities.
The greater,
legally speaking,
Sparks is part of the greater Reno metro area.
That's true.
But when it comes to Reno, I am Sparks Core. Okay. Although, if I'm in, say, like, you know, Detroit, and somebody says, "Hey, where are you from?" Whether I live in Sparks or Reno, I'm going to say Reno.
But you live in Reno.
Now.
Right.
But he's Sparks Core.
I've spent more years living in
Sparks.
Yeah, fuck you, man. I spent more years living in Sparks than I have
he's
in Reno.
He's going to get a tattoo about it.
That's a great idea.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
No, totally, actually.
Get a railroad car?
I want to get a Reno tattoo and a St. Louis tattoo
cook-off.
And a Sparks tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
A rib cook-off tattoo? No.
No, sexy.
No.
Yeah, well, ribs, I think, are sexy.
Tattoo of the Rail City.
Yeah. Rail City. Rail City. Or where the locals go to gamble, the Western Village. That is one of my favorite places in
all
of Sparks.
You know, the steakhouse
is pretty effing fantastic.
Yeah. Secrets.
Really? Yeah.
Everyone talks about it. They have the 2-for-1 and the Valpax or whatever.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It is one of the best steakhouses in town. Absolutely.
I got to check it out. I've only been to just the regular restaurant there, and everything was like $5.50, and there was like a bunch of 80-year-olds bitching that it wasn't $5, and it was really awkward.
Steakhouse is top quality over there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And really not as expensive as some
used
other
to, they ones. Used to have a great Mexican place in there, too.
Pancho and Lefty's.
Pancho Willie's or some crap like that. Yeah.
Pancho and Willie's, yes.
And Willie's.
Pancho and Lefty's. Quick food bar like Diamonds so Casino Nelson's has, where you can get a Terminator burger or some slob. Yeah, that sounds pretty awful, actually. Yeah.
Has anyone checked out the restaurants in New Siena? Like, what's going on with that place?
It's some great fish and chips over there
in
just the coffee shop on the ground floor there. Great fish and chips, great French dip. Yes, had that actually over the weekend.
I've only been there a couple times, but every
time
it
seems like it's a ghost town.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, no, it is.
So
it is. No.
It's unfortunate.
So it hasn't changed at all. They didn't remodel.
They did remodel.
They don't
looks,
have
they
the awesome
nicer,
pancake
no
deal.
In
it, was
there.
It was like $4 all you can eat pancakes or something when the Siena first opened. They stopped that.
Siena's a great location.
Probably didn't.
It is. I felt like before it was super classy, you know what I mean? Like they really had the like kind of Italian theme on the river. And I don't know what their theme is, right? It's more modern, definitely.
Yeah, it's not, I think it was nicer before, but they did remodel it. Still nobody's going.
Yeah.
What's the big challenge? Like why don't – is it just that far? It's like 2 feet away from the Calneva? Like
parking issues.
They bought that place for, I think, $3 million, and I guess they didn't have much more in the budget.
Yeah, and there really is no parking.
They're probably still making a profit.
I mean, there's the lot – and really, even when it's dead, the lot outside is full.
Because it's employees.
Yeah, right.
So right across the street from the Lake Mill Lodge was a pretty popular place to buy recreational drugs.
Yes, that too.
Or the Foxy Elf.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't imagine that area of town, despite the new building, has changed that much.
Hey, that's my neighborhood. It's really cultural.
Diverse, we call it.
I pass by that corner every day because I take Mill down to – I live downtown as well. And there's like always somebody who doesn't have shoes on that corner. And they're not homeless. They're just like buying liquor or something like that. And there's just like always – somebody without shoes on that might be pregnant.
Well,
like,
you see. Well, the doctor said it was okay if I smoked into the third trimester.
I don't believe in those studies.
And then they're always like at 10 o'clock at night, there's like some 5-year-old on a bicycle riding around there. I'm like, right. Who? Where?
Put your
going
child
on?
To bed.
Like only in Reno, in the casinos, you always see like the youngest kids up at 12 o'clock at night. And you're like, why?
I know. Yeah, I know a handful of people who like they're like preschool age kids' bedtimes are like 11, ugh, midnight, 1 a.m. And it's like, oh, yeah, and then it's great. And then they sleep till 8 a.m. And it's like, yeah, but that's going to do them no good when they have to start going to bed at 6 o'clock. You know?
What? Yep. How are they going to drink?
Mom and Dad start kind of doing meth at 11.
A.m.
See, and that's why the kid goes to bed early, so Mom and Dad can get a couple drinks in.
Or brown chicken, brown cow.
Well, not so much.
Yeah, marriage.
So. Yeah, marriage, kids. There's
by brown chicken, brown cow, you mean heroin.
The black tar. Chase the dragon. Chase it.
Yeah. Is it time for a song? Or do we? No, we've only got 2 songs, so we should make this.
Well, we have 3 if we tell the story.
Pretty well in.
Let's tell the story.
Gotta tell the story.
Oh, is it story time?
Well, no. Ooh. All right. First, I have a story plucked from the news.
Okay.
And then I have a personal story, but we could do them in either order.
Well, let's do the news one.
The news story. Okay, this is off.
Official.
I couldn't actually pull it up on my phone. It was too far ago for my phone's stupid news gatherer.
Your phone is very modern.
Yeah, well, and it was like it
doesn't
like
look back.
A week ago
it has
that
no
I saw
rear view mirror.
Cheyenne pointed the story at my lovely wife. Hey, how you doing, honey? Love you. You never listen. she ran across this story and thought this would be great for the podcast. And I would like to actually first dedicate it to Nick Ramirez. Nick, aww, this is totally for you.
Yeah.
A Kentucky jury – here's the title of it. Kentucky jury rules against penis amputee. A man went into a hospital for a circumcision. When he left the hospital, his penis was about 1.5 inches shorter.
Whoa.
The entire head had been removed.
Oh, my God.
He decided to sue because he just wanted a circumcision. Well.
That's a life changer.
Yes. That is a game changer. Absolutely.
That's a girlfriend changer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes to sue.
The
doctor in the hospital stances, well, he came in, yes, for a simple circumcision. However, when the doctor went to
peel it back,
snip it,
slipped on his head
to snip the schmuck of this poor schmuck, he discovered that the man had a massive cancerous malignant tumor on the head of his penis.
No.
Oh, at least there was a reason.
That had just kind of, I mean, it looked like a small cauliflower is how it's described in the article.
Did he keep it then so he could show that evidence?
I believe that would have been kept as a specimen of some sort. And they wouldn't immediately.
Explain why he did that.
Yeah, no, right. And that's the doctor's stance. Like, look, it was either that or you died from cancer of the dick. And the jury found for the doctor in the hospital. And the guy's going
to
appeal
his duty
the suit.
They
brought experts in who said, you know, yeah, some, you know, most of the oncologists, you know, you're supposed to bring in people to test something
before
you do
something.
You
should have brought him back out of his.
But
you think he
expert that looked at the before pictures were like, oh, yeah, you can spot that a mile away. That's a cancerous tumor.
How
you need
could
to
he
cut
not
out.
Have noticed it?
Hello.
Maybe he just thought
that was my thought.
Who complains if their dick is suddenly getting bigger?
Oh,
but if my dick changes in size,
if it looks like
and it changes in size bigger,
and if it's changing in color, you think it
looks like a cauliflower?
Yeah,
like it's supposed to be like smooth and not
bulbous.
Yeah. Like, it's not symmetrical, like a bullet, you know, kind
not
of
not like a clove of garlic.
But I guess I am one of these circumcised. I don't know what it would be like to not be. So that's,
I guess apparently it's pretty much makes you oblivious to cancer on the tip of your dick.
Well, that is one of the reasons, forwarded reason for getting circumcisions is that it's easier to spot and check STDs, and there's less chance of developing one.
It is not
but
healthier.
That's STDs, not
it doesn't
cancer.
Smell as bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that's healthy.
Generally speaking. So, but what's the rate of adult men going to get circumcised, though? Like, you would think that you wouldn't want to go through that kind of pain.
Oh, well, because there's, like, 3 days of pain afterwards. Well, like the third day, the second day is the greatest pain a man will ever experience in his life.
It just does not peen and...
The grass is always greener, Layla.
Yeah.
You know, the guys with the extra skin are always thinking, I wonder what it would be like.
No, and dudes out there, if you're thinking that, less. It feels like less. There's just less skin for them to touch.
Right.
And really, you think about it. You think, okay, the head of a penis is analogous to the clitoris. Well, a woman's clitoris is like hidden behind folds of flesh. Our penises should also be hidden behind folds of flesh. And therefore, having it rub against your clothes since the day you're born desensitizes it over a lifetime.
Amen.
So sex is therefore less stimulating to a man who is circumcised.
Yes, I've also heard studies that women who are with uncircumcised men have orgasms more frequently because they have longer strokes.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Oh.
Josh and Cody are completely done with this line, this topic.
That's right.
Sexually.
So anybody out there who has any answers to these questions or more, please make sure to message us on Facebook or Twitter or the website.
We've got a lot of answers on that topic.
A lot of surgeons listening to the show.
This should just be your Twitter.
But that is rather uncomfortable, having the head of your
tell us about your dick. WLP.
Yeah, tell us about your dick.
That part's brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Officially sponsored.
When that guy who had it cut off, that means that he was banging his girlfriend with cancer. You know,
good point.
Do you want any cancer? Would you like some?
Can that spread?
I don't think cancer is contagious like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's still
cancerous cells. So if his cancer cells were on my cells,
it can't be good.
Yeah,
it can't be good.
Well, maybe it was excellent. You know,
maybe it was an extra plunge.
Not anymore.
Well, not for him anyway.
There's a lot of moving parts on this topic, and like
moving parts.
It's kind of vague. I think the doctor did the right thing, but I think he should have woke him up and told him about it beforehand.
He probably
is he really
going to
die within
him.
A day? Like,
well,
you know?
Are you going to say no?
No, I'd say cut it off. But
I mean, knowing that you are going to lose
your manhood.
But if it's got cancer, you pretty much
have already lost it. You would still be able to find a way to orgasm, I'd imagine. There'd be a way to make it happen. But like 90% of what makes it awesome is out of the equation now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Those guys
but it is
TikTok.
Anyways. If it's got cancer, you're going to lose it regardless. And also, you could risk getting a lot more worse cancer.
You know, and it depends on how much you had in the first place. If you only had 3 inches, that's a big fucking deal. If you had 9, come
shrinkage!
On. You know?
Does shrinkage
affect... That's just more comfortably fit.
Now, hey, there's a question. Does shrinkage affect the cancer?
Oh. That'd be weird.
Or would it stay the same size?
That's an excellent point.
And like, be bigger and smaller like,
tumors
with
usually
the tides?
Hard?
I don't know. I've never played with one.
They can be like they can be
soft. I feel like you're talking out of your ass right now. You don't know.
No, actually,
he has a 5-year-old.
Have you ever not had that feeling around him?
That's a good point. Like I'm asking you, but you're like, I'm gonna answer it. I see it in this glow in your eyes. Like, you're a man, right? Okay, let's explain the concept right now. If a girl asks a guy a question, no matter what, he will find an answer.
Yeah,
does not matter what it is, he will find an answer.
No, but actually, I do know that. Why do you think they have women feel for lumps?
Okay.
They are a harder mass. They are denser than the surrounding flesh.
Yeah, it wouldn't be softer.
I would agree.
Yeah. So
thank you, Dr. Rory Dowd.
Thank you, yes. Dr. Dowd.
Dr. Dowd.
Oh.
Wrong one.
It's more of the right honorary.
So song or story? Song or I say we do a song before I launch into the extended story.
Yes.
Good story.
Well, you know, in honor, we have a Pinky Polansky live song.
And that's perfect. It's a perfect lead in.
Yeah, because we just.
From Pinky.
Uncomfortable to uncomfortable.
Right, and he kind of explains what this is. So I'll say, hey, Felix, are you there?
Are you ready, Rick?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to start this off. We've got a little bit of a backstory I'm going to throw out there. We decided to cover one of the other local bands, Blunderbust, who cannot be here just yet. They gave us a song that we can go ahead and do. It's called Undercover Of, so this is our cover of Undercover Of by Blunderbust.
Isn't that stadium applause? There were so many fucking
people. There were
people
so many people in Rick's backyard that day.
This just goes on forever.
Dude, sodomite! Got right in a sex orgy!
Sex orgy, eh? You went with that one?
Okay.
That's a good lead in.
Oh, dear. I forgot what we were about to talk about.
The story.
Oh, where to start off this story? Hey, you remember Visions?
That was a cowboy bar, right?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Bunch of gay cowboys standing around eating pudding.
Oh, I went there once. That's a pretty good
story.
That's
a visual.
That's a South Park reference.
It took me a second to remember that show.
That was a good one.
Hey, but
it's a bunch of gay cowboys standing around eating pudding.
I can't believe you kicked me in the face. I'll tell that story.
So a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, known as Kitsky Lane in Visions.
this is 2000?
Somewhere like, because we weren't living together yet. I hadn't moved in here, so.
I met you in 99. So.
Yeah, so it was between 99 and 2001.
That would be 2000.
Rick's always got, you know, Rick's my new gay buddy. Fuck you. fuck you, faggot. So Rick's my new gay buddy. And we were like great wingmen for each other because, like, he's butch and gay and I'm straight and effeminate. So we were like bait for the other one all the time. And Rick would come out to rock shows with me every weekend. Every weekend. Rick's, you know, going to the Zephyr, going to the Blue Land, or, you know, wherever, Area 51. Every once in a while, Rick's like, hey, come with me to the land of my people.
Come
with me to my people's land. And we'd go to Visions where Rick used to like sneak in when he was 15 and shit.
Right.
And do dirty things.
Yeah. Well, and Visions was a lot. Do you remember Visions?
I came to Reno No Sex.
Okay. Visions was the long-standing gay bar that all the underage kids could get in and drink at. For like,
it was on Kitsky, but previously it was out on West 4th.
Yeah, but like for decades, right? Yeah,
you seem to know a lot about this, Chewy.
Well, I grew up on the west side of town, and they had the big they had the big triangle.
Did you ever go
sign.
In there?
No, I never did.
Are you sure?
I went there when it was on Kitsky one time.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
So there was a lot of hot chicks there.
Yeah. No, and actually, I generally had quite a lot of luck picking up the ladies there. Because there are a lot of fag hags and fruit flies who showed up with their
and
boy
they're standing
toys.
There with all these hot gay men everywhere. Right. And then you.
And then I show up, and I'm this hot could-be-gay guy, and I usually close the deal.
It
was always, it was always a great time going to Visions.
Dick's coming very soon.
So one night we go there, and Rick happens upon some skinny-ass, blue-collar, 21-year-old twink-ass.
Didn't I know him already or no?
No, you met him there.
I met him that night?
Met him. It was you
this
and me.
This story is going to make me sound like a whore.
Oh, you were such a predator.
I was.
No, Rick was not often a predator, but this was a night his predatory instincts were turned to 11.
I don't ever. I will have you know this turned into a real relationship. It wasn't just some sleazy.
Well, we're getting to that.
This point in the story, it sounds like a sleazy. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it sounds
there's no
like.
No justifying. You know, it's going to be a good story if he's like,
All right. Well, I'll cut out some of the chase. Rick and this dude, David.
And David's a great guy, but he drank a little much.
Right.
Okay.
As did we all. And Rick and David hit it off immediately.
Okay.
And kind of at the end of the night, like, well, let's go back to my place for some more drinks and a little more partying.
David's place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple friends with him. We all go back. We're having some more booze.
And
what
we
a little
don't
of
know,
this and a little of that.
And what we don't,
oh.
We
oh,
don't, well, we don't really realize that, that
we
his,
don't
Dave's
know these
friends,
guys.
Yeah, and Dave's friends are like
45
and total fucking meth heads.
Oh yeah, oh,
like
yeah.
bad.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, I love the combination here.
Yeah, yeah.
Going
so
back for
what
some
could
more
go
drinks.
Wrong?
meth, and predators,
hanging out. And I'm still relatively naive. I'm in my mid 20s, and these guys are in their 40s, luring us on with booze and drugs. And we drive over to this place, I think.
Yeah, my car.
Yeah, your truck. And as soon as we get there, Rick and David effing disappear. Go straight into the back bedroom to get all sweaty on a mattress on the floor with no sheet on it. And that is the God's honest truth right there.
That
is disgusting.
Right
the place dirty, inhabited by a bunch of meth heads.
Okay, the truth is, Lori doesn't know, is we went back there to pray the rosary.
It's true.
And
it's true.
It's so good. You know, we didn't want to be disturbed. We don't want people to laugh.
So they disappear doing whatever sinful things they're going to go do in a bedroom.
And it's really this
young 20s tweaker flop house scenario. Like, you know, yeah, they got a TV. So I'm out there with these guys and they're all, do you mind if we put on some porn?
Oh, God. Mind if we take off our shirts?
It's a little hot in here. I mean, not even kidding you. This is what he laid on me.
This is a porn movie.
That's awful,
right here.
Rory. You're in a bad
position. It's getting hot in here.
I was a little drunk. And I did end up at some point, yes, taking my shirt off.
Did you make out with
anybody? I did not allow anybody to touch me.
That you know of.
To the best of my knowledge. And after a few minutes, and when they both actually like stripped down to nothing and started just going at it on the floor in front of me.
That's awful.
That's when I said,
I think
I'll finish this beer on the road. And grabbed my shirt and
looked
around to see if Rick had happened to leave his car keys. And yeah, there's some things you just can't unsee. I go knock on the back bedroom door going, oh, come on, dude, give me your keys. And no answer. Like, I don't know if they're passed out. Or
we were really into the rosary.
There was a hand motion right there.
Hello, Dick.
And so from somewhere in the vicinity of Gym Boys.
What?
It was in that general vicinity.
Which
I walked to our house here in Sparks.
Oh.
That's a
at like
wreck.
3-4 in the morning.
No, that's got to be safer than with two meth gay guys.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I would have walked real fast.
Yeah. Oh, and I the whole way home, goddamn that faggot drawing me into this thing and just goddamn abandoning me while he goes off.
Rory could have been victimized.
Not counting however many times I had gone there with Rick. Found some chick and been like, hey, dude, see you at home.
Right. That was okay.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I'd abandoned Rick many a times.
But you didn't put him in
bar.
That position where he's in.
But I abandoned him at the bar, not in the wolf's den.
And with a car.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was all very clear.
So,
next morning.
So wait, dude.
Rick and David end up, strangely, dating.
Oh.
And it was really awkward at first, but I never saw those guys again. And Dave would come over here and we'd have a blast, and he was fun to party with and just get stupid and laugh a lot and and then they had a breakup got kind of angry.
And
to choose friends.
And there was something about a party and somebody hanging off the side of your truck as you tried to drive away. And yelling in the streets. Kind of like my wedding reception,
right,
actually. Yeah, a lot true. Like my wedding reception.
That's the real America.
Sounds like
do you want to take over at this point, Rick?
So, well, Dave is the one that got away. Dave's the guy that I really liked a lot, but he drank a lot. And this is so funny because you know what a bad alcoholic I became.
Oh yeah, right? Oh right, yeah. You broke up with him because he was an alcoholic.
Isn't that funny?
Because he drank too much.
Well, but
and he
then,
was on too much speed working like construction and shit.
Back then, I didn't drink a lot, and so to me it seemed really bad. bad. Years later, I became as bad as he was.
We were 3-4 drinks a night kind of people back then. Totally.
Yeah,
totally. A couple times a week, maybe three if it was a long weekend.
But dude, I was really digging this guy, and we were having this great relationship, and then he gets so drunk that he couldn't speak. You know, everybody knows that guy that drinks himself retarded.
Ugh.
You know, that bad.
We love you, Bill Goldie.
It's called Every Date I've Had in Reno.
Oh, you've been here before. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
So anyway, one time we're all hanging, me and him are hanging out, and he gets so trashed that he can't even talk. And I'm like, dude, I'm going home. And he gets really upset that I'm leaving. And he starts yelling at me. And I get in my truck and start to drive away. And he decides he doesn't want me to leave because he's not done yelling at me. So he hangs.
And mind you, in this day, dude, Rick was kind of a big yeller and fighter himself. So this was kind of a big man moment for Rick, like leaving the conflict behind.
This is good.
Very tough. Couple of queers fighting in the middle of the street. So anyway, I peel away and he hangs on the side of my truck and I drive really fast down the street like a top and then I slam on the brakes because he kind of jumps off the side of the truck and starts to bitch me out and he's no longer holding onto the truck and I take off. And that's it, right?
And then I get home. Didn't I discover it?
I think I called you and played it for you over the phone.
Oh yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah. So I get home. And there's a message on the answering machine.
The greatest message on an answering machine ever.
Do you guys still have a recording?
And this was on a cassette answering machine.
The old school. It wasn't when we had voicemail. And so I was able to. So I just flipped the tape over after playing it. So I immediately call Rory and play it to him over the phone.
I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
And this was many years before I had a computer. Or I did a lot of stuff.
Oh, computers couldn't even it was still hard to transfer cassette to digital format. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it wasn't just something.
Yeah.
And so I flipped the tape over and just saved it.
You still have this.
And so, yeah, then years later, I rediscovered it and I decided
put it in
to
a computer and I made a little song.
So
it's dance music.
This is
Dogwater Studios, Dogwater Dick original.
And this is Dave.
Written by David.
This is called
lyrics by David.
This is called Dave is Pissed Off.
You're such an asshole, dude. Oh, I never thought of Rick auto-tuning this.
You gotta T-Pain this shit.
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen, fucking lonely ass.
Yeah, here it comes.
Get ready.
That's coming from a fucking bitch.
Hooray. David, if you are out there, I love you with all my heart.
What
David,
happened
that
to
made
it?
For like, some great well, and, entertainment.
And let's keep in mind,
we
this,
gotta find David.
Dave this is like this, over a decade.
Really,
ago.
This is a long time.
David.
Oh no, I know where he is.
Oh,
this, this is a long time ago, and he. Oh yeah, believe me, he's worth it, dude. And he. This is he was. This is in a total blackout, so he doesn't remember any of this.
Has
and
he
then,
heard the song?
No. And I told him it's all. It's actually on my studio website, and I told him you've got to check it out because it's awesome. And he was so embarrassed. I don't think he's ever played it. But dude,
I wonder why.
Yeah,
right.
But he doesn't remember it at all.
Did
no
he get
recollection.
Sober? Or what's
and
the story?
I am happy to tell you that as I am 5 years sober, Dave
yes.
is also sober.
That
yay.
Is wonderful.
He got sober. We've all cleaned up our lives, and things are a lot better. And none of us are meeting guys at gay bars and going home with them to
that
recite
very
the
night.
Rosary.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. So very nice, huh?
That's nice. I sure hope there's no girls out there with any kind of tapes like that of me anywhere. Dance music.
Yeah. Do you leave
not
an angry
do
message or
be
two?
Very
I don't think so. No.
My only
not
suggestion is that you got to do the auto tune. You got to do T-Pain that shit.
Back when I had this, that was not in vogue, and I did
yeah.
not have auto tune.
I want
I do
you to
now.
T-Pain. I think there might need to be a David is Pissed remix.
Like
yeah,
a 2011 ooh. David is Pissed remix. So.
Yeah.
And there was other lines from the answering machine message
and you,
that
dude,
I didn't.
And you're so much like better at what you do now. You could totally create a different
that was
thing.
A really early thing that I just threw together. Yeah, so
I'm impressed.
That was all on the Korg, right?
That was awesome.
No, that was on that, but that was in Acid Pro 4 and that which really sucked.
Wow.
So, and now I'm in Acid Pro 7.
Oh. He's evolved.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was awesome.
We're all in a better world now.
So you're a fucking asshole, dude.
I'm a fucking asshole. I love
that's
that
you're a
lonely
ass.
That's
coming from sorry ass queen. Yeah.
And I hope you end up crying with your little chihuahua dog, dude.
I really do.
I really do.
Good times were had
awesome.
By all.
It was so intense, but just it was amazing.
And you know, great, like it's great therapy. I took something really hurtful and awful that hurt me really bad and made dance music with it.
Yeah.
And it took all of its power out.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah, now
you're
it's kind of.
And now
heavy.
It will live for the ages.
I'm totally stunned.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Oh, we should probably mention our erstwhile sponsors.
Ooh. I love them.
The Stingray Tattoo.
Oh. And isn't it funny when you say that and then nothing happens when you say Stingray Tattoo?
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Amen.
Hey.
Nice.
So check them out, folks. They're great folks, great artists. They're involved with a lot of stuff going on right now. It's
sexually.
If you're paying attention to the radio airwaves and a lot of different events around town,
there are a lot of concerts coming up.
Yeah, well, and they do a lot of raffles. They like being a part of shows and sponsoring them. So they're giving out free ink. You just have to show up and buy a raffle ticket. Lots of these events. So, check them out. Check out their website and their Facebook page for more information on such things.
Very Stingray. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So, speaking of shows coming up, I think there's a ton of stuff coming up here.
There is.
We
should talk about it.
What
do you got the 411?
I got the 411.
Give me the 411.
Well, Wednesday night we got Butthole Surfers.
Yes.
Oh,
I'll be there.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah,
I
want
to go.
I'm
going to
be going.
I'm taking my unborn child to
see that. But I think I'm picking up my child that day, so, suck.
But they rarely tour, so
yeah.
It's a real treat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They played Reno one other time, and it was in 1996, I believe, and it was awesome. Yeah, so I think anybody who gets a chance and hears this before
that is a momentous thing. These legends of underground music.
That's down at the Knit. The Knit's tearing it up.
$25 and it's for a legendary band.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Who have influenced?
Yeah, they influenced the hell out of me.
Yeah, A generation of losers and drug addicts.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Knit like a voted R&R's best concert house or something like
they
that?
They got voted best everything to see a live venue. It seemed a little tilted.
Ah.
It's a pretty good place for a show, though.
But I think that every year about like half the categories for the news and reviews
totally
best
fixed.
Of. Well, it's not that it's fixed. It's just it's easy to pack the vote.
Right.
Because you get, I mean, and that's part of what it's about. You know, hey, get your people to do this. Mm-hmm. And. But, I mean, if you really want to talk about is it representative,
but,
sometimes,
but, I mean,
sometimes yes.
I kind of like to know
I
the
disagree
stats
a lot,
votes?
And that's the whole point of it,
yeah,
the
to
controversy.
See who votes,
yeah.
How many times
yeah, I'd
vote?
Want to see demographic.
Yeah,
well, they have gotten a lot better about judging their submissions and people only getting one vote.
Yeah.
But
I think you
anybody
have to vote
dedicated
for a certain number of categories to get anything in because
yeah.
somebody will just like write in.
One or two.
For
no,
one
you,
thing.
I think you have to fill out the whole GD thing in
well,
or at least
like
each section.
Yeah.
In
each
section.
Year,
yeah,
each year there's more categories. It's a really cool issue. I love it, but
yeah.
But you want to make
kinda,
sure it's fair.
Yeah, and it's like you said, there are more categories every year. It's kind of getting, I think, a little dissolved.
Sponsored?
Diluted. There you
go.
Hey, I'm the English
watered
major.
Down.
I have a degree in it and stuff and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
it's getting, I think, diluted. There's just too much. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know where need to know where the best place to pick my nose and eat it and nobody see me is. And that's kind of with some of the...
Street.
Yeah. people will see you there.
Bathroom.
They just won't care. Yeah.
They just won't care. They'll just think you're a hooker.
What else you got coming up?
Right now...
A lot of stuff at the Knit.
Charts.
Yeah, we got Blue October coming up.
Yeah.
That's on September 15th. Candlebox is coming the 16th. What else is going on?
Cake's coming, right?
Yes.
Cake,
I'm
yeah.
so excited about Cake.
Yeah.
I've never seen them, yeah. So that's happening.
I have.
Cake's a funky,
I'm still a Jagoff who hasn't seen a single show at the Knit yet, and I've been
really?
Back
really?
For over a year. Yeah.
Wow.
It is. Just haven't been able to make the time for it, you know, when the stuff I want to see is there.
They have some
yeah,
really
there's
great
always
shows.
Stuff
like they're bringing
they're
a lot of like those mid-sized local. Shows.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
That too.
No, and that's the great thing I think about them is they do big national acts and they give a lot of time to local
to
acts.
To local acts.
Yeah.
Dude,
exactly. And they don't just like screw them over, you get to play on a Wednesday night. No,
yeah.
local bands will play big Friday night shows.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think
it's a
that's
big
fantastic.
Stage and it's fun for those bands probably to play.
It's a real serious system. I mean,
yeah.
you have a whole guy in charge of just the monitor levels from backstage. They have
yeah.
a bar that's above the stage so you can look down on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
really that's
yeah.
a great place
I
for
appreciate
to
that,
see the show.
That's 21
yeah.
or up. So when you go to the younger shows, you go to the local shows,
yeah.
a lot of young kids. So
yeah.
it's kind of nice to
get the
to,
best
like,
view from up at that balcony too.
And you can
you
spit on the people
well.
In the mosh pit.
Absolutely.
yeah.
So it's really nice.
Do you guys hear we got ICP coming to town?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Where's that one at?
The Knitting Factory on the yeah.
That'll be fun. There's actually a pretty
October.
Good size population of juggalos here in Reno.
Oh.
I hear.
Juggalos. Juggalos get the wind.
Oh,
no. Sad. Hater.
You know, I was mildly amused by the first ICP album.
I think that they're
and
not
then
too
the
bad.
Cult following just really threw me off because I was getting very
much.
Punk rock for my own britches. They got too popular too fast, man. They're sellouts.
I don't think that you're right.
Now that I'm
that.
Like 40, it's like, hey, root hog
still
or die, man. I'm like, go for it. Like, make all
lame.
The effing money you can. If you have to put on makeup every night to do it, who cares?
Their music actually has some substance, though. As far as
the first album, I thought it did have substance to it. I didn't like it because everybody else did.
Yeah,
I will freely admit
I
that
everybody.
I was
not liking something because it's popular is just as silly as liking something because it's popular.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Was that deep or what?
I am older and more mature. I realize that now, but
anybody else besides
I'm almost
the Knitting
done
Factory
with my douchebag 30s. Tuesday, I think. No, yeah.
Hank Williams III's playing there.
Yeah.
Soon, too.
Next Wednesday,
really?
Jub Jubs.
Another great show. Yeah.
From
what's going
that
on
dude.
Jub Jubs.
A lot of nothing. Because a lot of everybody who works there and a lot of the bands that play there out at the Playa
yeah.
right now.
Yep.
But not this Saturday, but. Next, it will be there's going to be a wedding reception for Faith and Josh at the bar.
They're getting married tomorrow.
It's an all day, so it's closed to public consumption. But anybody who's a friend of Jub Jub's, please feel free to stop by. 3 to 7 is kid hour, so you can bring the little ones, and it'll be a good family.
For anybody who couldn't spend the $500 to actually be
to go to Burning Man, yeah, yes, okay. It's going to be a little after party, but that's not this Saturday, but one after, I think. Am I right? Yeah, after Labor.
Yeah, you're right.
And then I think a week from tomorrow at Jub Jub's is going to be Davila 666 from Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. And they are self-described as a bunch of spics playing rock and roll. That's on their Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
So and let's see, Cheap Trade from Memphis. Both bands, I think, have recorded with or are friends with Slovenly Records here in town. Pete Slovenly, Pete Manchetti, Sticker Guy Pete. So they're that family. Dave Bruce is on board with that show.
We won't be doing
so,
a show.
Check that out.
Next week, but I know I saw something today about a show happening on September 10th over in Sparta, Autopalooza, the Autism Benefit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Autopalooza.
A bunch of
oh,
bands.
Thank
yeah.
you for reminding me.
A lot
me
of really
that.
Good friends of this show.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of yeah. good Stanglin's yeah. involved with that, I think,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Pinky Polansky, Firebombing, yeah. Mary Jane Rocket,
Dirt
Version
Com.
Therapy, Los Pistoleros, Big Remote, a lot of
oh,
bands.
Oh, wow.
That, yeah. And also tons more bands. Those are just bands that we have an association
that we know.
With here on
yeah.
the show. Yeah.
No, it's a huge, huge thing. Oh, dude, Sucker Punch! Welcome
yeah.
back to
Legends,
Reno.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah. so that's over at Victorian Square, I think. I don't
yeah.
know exactly where down there, but somewhere.
Yeah,
down
no, that's going to be really good.
And it's on the 10th of September.
But thanks for reminding me that we haven't yeah. mentioned it this show. We are not going to be recording next week, people. Sorry, we're
yeah.
not
we
doing
lives.
It.
And
so sorry.
Do you know why?
Because we suck.
Because I need it's Labor Day and I need a vacation from my
no,
labor.
No, that's not why. Because I'm recording the Shames.
Yay!
Oh. You guys,
that's
just,
not, that's
yeah.
then we don't suck.
Bow down and worship this house. I'm so fucking excited. I love them so hard. Yep. It's going to be so
you
much
love
fun.
Love them so hard?
Yeah.
yeah.
Amazing.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
When he rubs their knobs, You're he gets stiffy.
Seriously.
Yeah. No, those. Oh, that is one of my other favorite bands in town. I love the Shames. I've loved all of them in different bands for many a years, except Cyril. I didn't know him before, but he's awesome.
He played Gray Mauser's legendary Reno band, two-piece, back in the early 90s.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
you are such a savant about that shit.
Yeah, he is our historian. He is an historian.
Like Rain Man without the blackjack skill.
Lucky.
Yeah. But
the same charm, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of my heroes, Rain Man.
But that's why I love seeing local shows. We were talking about this earlier, is that when you see a local show, it's before the ego. It's before the fans.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
before all of that stuff. It's music at its finest.
Yeah, it's raw. And it's beautiful.
And it, yeah. And it, like I said before, it's like...
People are hungry.
People are hungry. So
yeah.
the good music and top ramen, you mix it together. And you get, you know, you get real, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone definitely has to check out the local Reno music scene.
And what I think with that, too, that's why we also have such a unique opportunity in Reno, because the musicians all work together. Instead
Absolutely.
Of it being – I mean, you get drama here and there. There's always going to be drama
yeah.
with performers. I mean, and venues and bar owners or whatever.
People being drunk and throwing
But,
places.
I mean, I think here, as opposed to a lot of other places, we really have people working together instead of competing against one another.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of helping.
A lot of support.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like a show like this Autopalooza, it's a local fundraiser for autism, and it's just a – assload of local bands.
Amazing
Whereas
bands.
Another town, stuff like that's a lot harder to throw together because, oh, well, I won't,
lot,
I won't play
more
on
ego,
the same,
a lot more,
same stage as them.
Yeah, not
I mean,
too,
a lot of people work
along.
For free, too.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
to get their music out and just to do their trade and get people
yep.
to know about them.
Like this podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like even if the drummer owes you $20, he won't go ahead and play a show for money. He'll go ahead and play one for free.
Absolutely.
Right. Because the more you play for free, the more we know you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's a lesson to all of you rockers
yeah.
out
no,
there.
It's a really good time
show.
For local music, too. There's some
yeah.
really cool bands playing right
and
now.
And I think a lot of great opportunities as far as venue.
We were talking about Memory Motel earlier.
They're playing at the Autopalooza also.
Oh,
I
great.
Love
you got to check
kids,
them out. They
dude.
Make an amazing show. And they're young. You don't know.
Yeah.
The lead singer's only 19.
Dude, they're all their friends are like 17, 18, 19. And
they kill it.
They are really one of the best new bands
yet,
in town.
You
really need
it's just
them.
Kind
yeah,
of what space rock. It's
yeah, it's space rock. Pretty. They play like a tiny piano and a ukulele,
yeah.
and then they've got the mellotrome and the feedback. And he's the kid who at the block party smashed his guitar at the end of the set. They just played a show with Very Pretty Pigeon on top of the art museum.
Yeah,
that was
another great band.
I mean, and it's like it's full on performance art rock, but it's not like
too.
It's not like performance
and
art.
When you see young
it's
people
just
doing
good
stuff
rock
too,
music
fun.
And then
yeah.
getting into it and really pushing the boundaries of a stage act.
They're recording right now, right? They're taking a hiatus.
I don't know if they've had their last show yet or if that's going to be
well,
this coming
like
week.
I said, they're signed up for Autopalooza on the 10th.
So yeah. That might be one of the last things they do. Yeah.
It's definitely a buzz.
But they're they're going in the studio for a couple months, and then hopefully we're going to have them on the show here.
Ooh.
I've been talking to them about that. Yeah.
And yeah, they are killer. I can see that little piano in action.
I think we could get that little piano in here.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
Rock that.
Sexually.
And you could mic a tiny piano that goes plink, plink, plink.
Oh, yeah.
It probably has like 12 keys.
I know where to put it.
What? I think this is our, such a creeper.
This is our 30th show, and we've had so many bands in, but there's so many that we haven't had.
Oh, look at you with more historian note. The 30th show, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, time to party.
Well, actually, that should be more
Where's
like
my
this.
Beer?
I had 30 shows. Yeah, whatever.
I might be wrong about that.
Hey, thank you all for listening to all the last 29 and this 30th show. We love you.
Check out the other 29 because they were all so good.
Yeah. What's more surprising, that we have 30 shows, that I got laid, or that Rory walked 10 miles to get away from gay sex?
You guys remember when we first started out, there was another local music podcast that was like in the works, and they were kind of like, they were starting out at the same time as us, and they were talking about how they were the only local, but they only, I think, got through 3 shows, and then they stopped doing anything.
That's a lot of work.
Then there were some issues, and maybe we'll see them back as I shake my head now.
So they haven't done anything lately?
Awesome.
They haven't done anything since we talked about them.
Yeah, no, they haven't done anything since I think they did Mighty Surf Lords way back in February or March or something.
Yep. Well, hopefully they come back. I mean, it'd be nice to have somebody to push us, make us better.
Well, I know one of the guys, Clint, he's in business for himself. Oh, gosh, I wish I could think of the name of it. Clint Jolly's Catering Service. No, that's not what the name of it is. But
Great Time?
He does
Great Time? Or
Great Time. Yeah, Great Something Time. Yeah, you look that up with your fast phone there, your
Clint
iPhone.
Jolly.
No, he's got his own catering business.
He was a pretty big high school football star, if I remember the name
right.
No,
he's an epic blogger.
Yeah, he's got a great blog himself, pretty prolific, and from what I can tell, serves some fantastic food. So, there's a free plug for you, Clint.
He said he's going to teach me how to cook, so I'm pretty excited about
very
that.
Very cool.
I am
good,
not domestic.
I've never met the guy in person. We've exchanged a couple of, emails and some Facebook posts and whatnot. But really great guy, so please support him. Another great local business, the side arena we don't usually cover, but it is out there. And hopefully he's a fan of the show. Ha, ha, ha.
There you go.
Who isn't?
That's right, most people. But I thank all 8 of you. Did we want to get to another song?
Yeah, okay, we got another. This is Live Shames in honor of the fact that
they're
going to be gracing my home very soon.
So excited.
And I absolutely love it.
Shames are fucking awesome.
They're like legendary, amazing.
Oh, hey, well, what time is it? Oh, we should be getting done soon. Never mind. Play a song. I was going to call Matt, but.
Okay. Well, no cake for you.
We haven't done Call Maddie in a while.
I love you.
Damn, they're amazing.
They are. That's some homegrown punk rock right there.
That's good stuff.
In the break there, during the song, we were actually looking up on Layla's iPhone. It is Clint Jolly's business is Great Time Catering. You can find him at clintjolly.com.
Yeah, as in time, as in the spice.
T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh, really? Great.
Oh, thyme. Yeah, it's great thyme. Hey, Clint, if you are listening, hey, give us a call sometime. We'll have you on the show. Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
I'll hook you guys up.
That'd
be
cool.
I know people. I'll have my people call your people.
Yeah, we talk about music, talk about catering, talk about food. We all like
football.
Food.
Maybe he'll come and feed us.
And if yes, if he is,
if he's going to feed us, then yeah,
he can come to the show
that,
if he feed us.
We, and I will
as much
just,
as I love music, I like
yeah,
food
you come
even
in
more.
And feed us. I'll plug your show for free for like a week.
Feed us like
Wait,
a baby
well,
bird.
Two, no, because you already got two. This plug.
Right. Well, yeah. Oh, damn. Hey,
feed us like a baby bird.
That's
business.
For you.
Business.
That's for me. Well, I think we've kind of we're coming up here to the end of the show. I see it off in the distance. No, it's right outside the window. Josh, you wanted to recommend something for the listeners.
Oh, yeah,
the
Aces
listeners.
Last week of the season, this week, they're playing every day between now and the 5th.
How are they September. Finishing out? They did.
They're finishing great. If they win today, they're in the playoffs. So actually,
nice.
I say it's
okay,
their last
so it
week,
might not
but
be the end. Of, yeah, no, I thought
so. Yeah, there's
so.
Going to be playoff games coming up. So,
nice.
But also, it's still beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Go out and see
the
Aces.
Weather is
yeah,
great.
We're lucky to have them down there. So
definitely support local sports.
And also Butthole Servers on Wednesday.
Butthole Servers.
And also Jub Jub Softball on Thursday.
Jub Jub Softball still yeah, happening.
Terrible.
Dead.
Terrible team, but very fun. We got the
but
best fans. Yes.
Layla, any last minute thing you want to plug? Your website, IamLaylaJames.com?
Yeah,
where
I
do
am
we
Layla
read
James.
Your blogging?
Yeah, just I'm going to Atlanta, so check out the photos. And
yeah,
then I'm
that
doing
should
LA.
Be fun.
So most, I mean, I'm not big on writing, honestly. Like, I like pictures. I'm just like
yeah,
the rest.
Yeah.
So, you know, I post articles on food, relationships, just random little stuff, and mostly just my little adventures around town. So
cool.
Yeah, just check
we'll
it out.
We'll be looking for it.
It's mindless entertainment. So
yeah,
it's pretty fun to read.
Yeah
no,
you.
I do check out your blog more than I listen to you on the radio.
Oh, that's yeah. so sweet. So you've done
way
it like
more.
Three times.
Four times, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
sexy.
Hey. Cody, good luck with the school there.
Oh, yeah.
Rick, you have fun with the shames.
Yeah.
Josh,
yeah, never mind.
Attend to the wife.
I indeed I will.
And I'm going to go home and probably beat mine within an inch of her life.
That
yeah.
is not funny.
No. Domestic.
Yeah, now if you actually do it.
She would kick your ass.
Yes. Domestic violence is never funny.
Unless she's hitting you, then I would laugh very hard.
Unless yeah. it happens to you.
Right.
Hey, knock it off or I'll throw a pudding cup at
you. Oh! Cowboy hat.
Or the time I threw the plastic cup on the floor and it bounced up and cut a perfectly round hole in the plate glass window in the kitchen.
I don't even know how that
happened.
That was so bad.
No, magic. I like took a plastic cup, threw it at the ground as hard as I
it's
could,
safe
figuring
to throw a plastic
it's
cup.
A plastic cup. I'm yeah. not going to break anything.
What could happen?
It bounces up and makes a beeline to the back window of the kitchen here and a perfectly round hole. And I ended up having to replace it.
Did you take pictures of it?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Don't believe you. Like,
somewhere. Might have been on actual film.
Oh.
Film, yes. So who knows
What's
when
that?
Those pictures will surface. But at any rate, folks, thank you all for listening once
yes.
again to such a fine, fine broadcasting experience. For Chewy, Nick, Cody, Layla, Rick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Woo.
Good night, ladies.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You might be screaming, no, no, no. All they hear is, who wants cake? Let me tell you something, they all do. They all want cake.
Backwater Studios.
I guess the most important thing to remember is, they're just like you and me.
Nice camel toe.